Thanks for pressing play. Hi. Is this thing on? What are you doing? This is The Lesbian Mafia. I'm Sandy. And, I'm here to talk to you for a little while. I don't know about what, because I never have any idea what I'm going to talk about. And then I don't keep notes. And it's really stupid because, you know, that lack of preparation. What is that? Is that laziness? Is it lack of discipline? What is that? Does it reflect on my character? What does it mean? What does it mean? I don't know what it means, but I'm not what's important here. So other than that, what else is going on? A lot of things are going on, and a lot of shit is stupid and not even worth talking about. Do you even care?
Clear?
You sound perfectly clear. This is a whole new level of intimacy for us.
Hold on. Throughout this cable. I've got miles of cable next
to
me
crazy.
Right now.
This is crazy. But you have to put your mouth closer to the mic.
Can you hear me better now?
This is all new. I feel like I can hear everything in your house.
Yes. It's going to be better when I get it hooked up on my my computer.
Yeah, but I almost feel like awkward now. Do you feel intimidated?
No.
I feel so intimidated by this. Like I don't know what to do.
I mean, you know what? Who cares? Let's try it. See if you like it. If not, we'll record something else.
I need you to make me feel better about it.
Okay, hold on.
You know what this sounds like?
Hold on.
For that movie? What was that scary movie? They were in the forest.
That's like every other scary movie.
No, there was a scary movie and then she was crying in the camera. And then everybody thought it was real, but it wasn't.
Oh, Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, that's what you sound like, Blair Witch Project.
I'm going to swallow the fucking microphone. It's so close to my mouth. I'm going to deep throat the microphone.
Like, the sound is very sensitive, and I'm not used to that.
So, like, can you hear, what is it that you're hearing, like, from my end or your end?
Or, like, rubbing yourself, I could hear that. So, I hope that is not the case.
Well, no, not right now.
Right. So,
I hate to change the subject. Can you hear me breathing?
Did you hear the last show?
I did. The short one or the long one?
Maybe 30 minutes. Yeah, where I was screaming at the smoker.
Yes, out the window? Yes, yeah. I did.
Did you get offended?
Why, because I'm killing myself because I smoke?
Yes.
Some fucked up comment that you made? No, I didn't get offended. If I got offended towards everything that anybody ever said, then I'd probably end up killing people.
Well, maybe one day you'll quit too. Anyway, so where were we? Onward.
You know, I want to stop. I want to stop smoking. I'm disgusted by other people when they're smoking around me. I have a feeling that I'm ready to stop smoking. I'll have like 3 or 4 cigarettes a day, maybe 5 if I'm up late. But lately, I've just been so disgusted by the cigarettes. I'm like, oh, God, this is gross, and I'll put it out.
Maybe it was the last show. Maybe it's influencing you.
Oh, I don't think about your show when I'm smoking, okay?
Maybe I'm in your, you know, in the back of your head somewhere.
Subconsciously, you're in my fucking brain all the time. I think about you before I go to bed at night. I do. I poured myself a glass of water and I thought about you.
Good, because you're supposed to pray over your water when you drink it so you get all of the icky, dirty stuff out of it. And you pray over the meal. Like I was telling you before, when you pray over a meal, people have been doing this for thousands of years. You know, maybe they know a little something. You pray over your meal to get rid of any negativity that's in it, any toxins, any, you know. Okay, that's another, we can talk about that another time. But I wanted to say that I'm glad we brought this up because the way I quit smoking is I went from, in case anyone who's listening who's a smoker who would like to quit, I could have never quit just like, oh, let me buy those patches and quit. Like, that's so not me. I had to quit over a period of a year. You know, I said, I'm going to give myself a year. Yeah. So I went from smoking, at that time, I was smoking about a pack a day. I was smoking Parliaments and Capris, right? Really disgusting cigarettes.
Oh, those are the...
Yes. But that really tells you a lot about a person, the brand of cigarette that they smoke, right?
I smoke Camels. What does that tell you about me?
You're a hipster douche. So I would go... So instead of smoking a pack, like, I would just cut down one cigarette. I said, okay, well, instead of smoking the whole pack, I'm going to leave one cigarette in the box. And then, you know, maybe in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I cut down another 2 cigarettes. You know, and then I waited another couple of months. Then I would shave 3 off the pack. And then, you know, after, whatever, 6 or 7 months, then it was down to half a pack. You know, it was very gradual.
That's disgusting that you used to smoke a pack a day.
An entire pack a day I would smoke.
How much time did you have on your fucking hands? I mean,
well, I would just let them go. I would just let them burn. That's just in case anyone cares, because, you know, I know a lot of smokers listen to this show. And it's funny because Nicole's a smoker, so I was rambling about smokers to her.
I didn't know that she smokes.
She gets so offended when I talk about cigarettes.
I don't get offended. I mean, I get it. I know it's for my well-being. But, I mean, you went from smoking a pack a day. That's pretty intense.
It was for 20 years. And then I smoked Marlboros.
Oh, Marlboro Reds?
Marlboro Reds, honey. And then, no. And
Jesus.
Then, yeah, wait. And then to hundreds, because that wasn't even enough.
Because it's longer.
Right. If I could have had a cigarette that was as long as my arm.
You would smoke it. It's pretty nasty. Do you ever watch Current TV? Do you get Current TV? Al Gore's channel?
No, I can't even believe you just said that. Like, that makes me just want to...
I know. You want to kill me. I know you want to kill me right now. No. I have the channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to you, Sandy.
What?
Some of the shit on that fucking channel will blow your fucking mind.
Well, that's the point. Is it supposed to blow your mind? And a lot of it's just, you know, a lot of hype and craziness. Is it more crazy than regular cable?
Yes.
More crazy than MSNBC?
Yes, yeah, MSNBC. Yes. Pretty sure you can try and get it on the computer, but it's in my package, so it comes with all my premium channels that they rate me for every month. I mean, cable companies, don't get me started on cable companies and the fucking gimmicks.
Over here, it's Cablevision, and the people at Cablevision, they sound like they're ready to kick your ass, you know? sometimes I'm afraid to call cable because... I'm afraid they're going to, like, want to kick my ass. And then everything is, oh, we're going to send somebody out there. We're going to send somebody out there to look. Well, how about fix it? You know, just fix the problem so you don't have to keep sending these strangers to my house. I always feel like I'm on the set of a porn scene.
I was at my parents' house, and they had the Kenmore repairman had to come to the house.
Right.
So it was scheduled for a Saturday, and I happened to be there.
Right.
And I go to the door and it's this chick and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to do with myself. She's totally a fucking lesbian. And I'm at my parents' house and she's going to work on the fucking washer, you know? I was so excited because usually I feel like it's like a porn scene, like cue the music. Okay, you know, it's awkward. Get out of my house already. And she wasn't even attractive at all, like in the least, not even close. And my mom was so fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah, see, my mom gets uncomfortable even if Ellen comes on the television set.
Yeah.
Like, she looks disapprovingly if Ellen's on there and I'm actually watching Ellen. And then she'll walk out of the room.
I don't watch Ellen either,
but I'm just thinking of the last time that it happened. I don't know, we were all in the living room or something, and then Ellen came on and she was saying something funny. I mean, Ellen's still funny. She just chooses not to be, because she's the talk person or whatever, but she's still funny. So I was laughing at something that she said. You know, I would have laughed if Ellen wasn't gay. You know, I would have laughed anyway.
Right.
And then my mother just walked out of the room. And it's not like she's mad or anything. You know, it's not a conversation. And even if I said something, she would be like, what? What are you talking about? You know, like, it's not even an issue. It's so subliminal. And I don't even know if she realizes she's doing it. Or if she's doing it on purpose and she's just playing head games with me, I don't know.
Maybe it's just you. Maybe you're freaking out for no reason.
Maybe. Well, she knows I can't stand Ellen's politics anyway, so.
Yeah.
But I told you she's completely changed. She's a totally changed woman. That was a couple months ago, actually. Yeah, she's a completely changed woman. And it's shocking because I can even talk about gay things with her. It's so weird.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's the weirdest thing. But I'm usually saying negative things about gay people and the gay community. So that's probably...
You're the problem. You're the one that fucked your mom up, okay? It's not the other way around.
Maybe that's my longing for a connection with my mother is... You know, I think what makes people, older people, let's say, not that she's that much older, but you know, I think what makes them uncomfortable is when you're so invested in that identity.
Right.
Well, I told you when my nephew last year, he looked at the television and he said something about a cartoon, and the cartoon character had his shirt off and he was muscly, right? So my nephew said, oh, he's supposed to be hot. And I went into the bathroom and I cried for 15 minutes.
Right? Why? Maybe it's, I think you took it the wrong way because if, yeah, I totally get it being awkward and scary, but yeah. You have to realize cartoons nowadays are not the Tom and Jerry cartoons that you and I grew up on. Cartoons have really, really changed. The sexual and identity issues that everybody has, gender, all that shit. It's out there in cartoons. Cartoons are fucking crazy. And
yeah, it was total drama island, which is completely inappropriate for him to be watching anyway.
Right.
But it was just this weird moment where I didn't expect him to say that. You don't expect a little boy to say that. I'm sorry, but you just don't, generally.
Right.
And, but it was just this weird moment, like, what if he's gay? Oh, my God. I'm not saying he is. I don't know. I doubt it. But what if?
Yeah, it's scary. I know.
But then this summer, when he said he liked Judas by Lady Gaga, I was like, oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. And then he was showing me that he was dancing. So now he's 7, right? And he was dancing crazy all over the living room to Lady Gaga. Right. And I'm sorry, but it really was freaking me out.
Okay. Look. That's totally disturbing. I get it.
You know, he's Italian. So a lot of Italian guys dance. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm trying to just, you know, and I'm not saying that I don't want him to be gay, but I don't want him to be gay. Is that horrible?
I think this is totally an isolated situation. I don't think that the rest of the world agrees with me and you, and they're probably going to blacklist us. But you know what? Let me tell you something. When I was young, I had a Candyman CD, mm-hmm. and he had that song, Knocking the Boots. You know, do you remember that song? Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never gonna let you go. Okay.
Yeah.
I was in the car with my parents, with my Walkman, driving to San Francisco. I'm in the back seat. And there's lines in that song that are completely inappropriate. And my mom at one point, she was like, okay, enough with this. You know what? This is really wrong. I was singing this song in the car with my mom and dad. And they had enough patience to, like, not fucking pull that shit out of my ears, you know?
Right. I watch everything they're doing. Sorry, you're not going to be indoctrinating. You're not going to be putting your shit. Even if I had kids, they would not be listening to podcasts. Sorry. They wouldn't. They would be watching.
Candy.
Love it.
So yep. What are you going to do? You're going to fucking throw your kids in a padded cell and throw away the key?
I don't know if it was you or my girlfriend, Patty, but were you the one that was telling me if you had kids, your kids would run away from you?
No, I never said anything like that to you. I would never say that. I know you'd be a great mom.
Somebody said if you had kids, they would run away. Like, because I would probably be a maniac. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? So you think because you have those big... You think you're going to come around here pointing your finger and telling me what to do and leading me around by the nose. It's not going to work like that.
No, I'm going to lead you around by a fucking chain.
Think you're going to come here swinging those locks around? I'm the boss around here. You're used to people.
Are you done? Are you done? You know damn well
you think
what's going to happen when I
hot.
Come.
You think you're too hot to trot. That's what you think. When was the last time you ever heard someone say that?
I have never. The 1920s? I don't know. Fuck says that? You're too hot to trot, jelly bean.
When I go have dinner with my mother and her whatever he is, boyfriend, it's like going back in a time machine. He's 80. So it's like going back in a time machine. It's the weirdest thing. And he says things that you're just like, oh my God, people don't say the N-word anymore. Not at the dinner table.
Oh my God, I love it.
So wild. Like you're, and I really can very rarely do it. It's really something. I don't know how my mother tolerates them. And let me tell you something. My mother growing up, even when I was a kid, and that was millennia ago, even when I was small, if my brother, if my uncle would come in the house or something, or, you know, and say like a prejudice word or so, she would say, no, I don't like those words. Don't, you know, don't say that. I don't like that. So I don't understand how she tolerates this guy who is just, the only thing he's not, and he probably goes out of his way not to be, is homophobic. And it's the weirdest thing. He never says anything homophobic.
Really? Ever.
Yeah, but probably because he wants me to keep coming there for dinner, because he knows if he says something homophobic, that would be offensive. So somehow he knows not to say things that are homophobic, but he thinks that being a sexist and a racist, misogynist, is not going to affect me at all. That's okay.
Honestly, he's at least putting that much effort into it.
Yeah, he does. But it's very bizarre to be sitting and having a meal and hearing these words that people just don't get anymore. And it's just, and you're, you know, swallowing, you know?
I know, yeah. You like to swallow. You're used to swallowing.
You're very disgusting.
Yeah.
Do you ever masturbate in the mirror?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
I turn myself on.
What do you look at when you're looking at yourself masturbating? Are you looking at your genitals or are you looking at your face?
Oh my God.
I'm looking at yourself in the eyes. That's what I want to know.
I'm looking at myself.
What are you looking at? What do you look at if you're masturbating in the mirror? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I look at myself. I check myself out. I don't know.
And what are you thinking?
I don't know what I'm in the moment. I'm not thinking about me looking at myself, looking in the mirror while I'm masturbating. I'm in the moment.
That sounds like lyrics to a song. Me looking at myself.
Looking at me. Me looking at myself, looking at me. Yeah.
We're musical.
Oh yeah. You can play the guitar, right?
Yes, I can sing a little bit and play guitar, and mainly for purposes of songwriting, you know. But I don't do it anymore. Like, I don't even have a guitar in the house for years, and I don't even... That's terrible to just...
You need to get a guitar.
Isn't that horrible to just let things go like that? That's really disgusting.
You should get back into that, because that's a nice outlet.
I think it has a lot to do with internal self-hatred, because I'm a woman. How do you feel about that?
I think you're fucking nuts.
Yeah. I am probably the most misogynist person that I know.
I would have to agree with you, because that is the biggest pile of shit I've ever heard come out of your mouth. I've heard some crazy shit, but that right there.
You, I think about grabbing your hair and wrapping it around my fist 3 or 4 times.
Why do you want to abuse me? Why do you want to torture me? It's because I'm a smartass, right? It's because I'm a bitch.
Is that it? No, maybe it's because I think that's what you need. You know, some people bring out different things in you. Some women make you feel very dominant. Some women make you feel like you want to be more submissive with them. Some women make you both. With you, I feel like I just want to destroy you. Thank you for spending time with me this evening. I'm going to see how this worked out.
Okay.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, let me know how it works.
Okay, I love you very much. We'll talk later.
I love you too. Bye. No black, no Jews,
and no gays. So you started your new job, thank God. So you came out at this job to everyone or just to one person?
Well, just to one person, because when you're a nurse, if you tell one person something...
That's as good as telling the whole hospital.
It's telling the whole unit. It's telling the whole hospital. And it's also like getting it out of the way, you know?
Right. You pick the... What I do at jobs, what I always did is I would just pick the person with the biggest mouth. And then, you know, like I clarify that it's not a secret, you know?
Exactly.
Right. So how did yours go?
Can I just tell you, you just made me see stars.
Why?
Because I laugh so much because she really has the biggest mouth. I sneeze and I whip my head back and forth and I see fucking stars.
Yeah, I do that too. When I laugh, I get such a bad head rush. When I laugh too hard. What is that?
It's pressure. It's head pressure.
Oh, God. I hope something doesn't happen. I hope you're not having, like, a fucking stroke.
No, please stop.
God forbid.
Not a kind of a stroke.
All right, go ahead. Now everybody is having a stroke. After what happened to my mother, everybody's having a stroke. All right, go ahead.
Okay. They're all very nosy at work.
Right.
So you're not married? That's the first question. No. So I'm 31. Oh, you're not married? No. Oh, okay. And you don't have any kids? No. Oh, okay. Do you have a boyfriend? No. What? No boyfriend? Nicole, you're not a spring chicken, you know. We gotta get you married. And I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
Right? So I said, it's not a priority right now in my life. I said, I wanna finish school and get situated. I didn't know how to fucking answer them. So then.
What is it? Is it because you didn't want to come out or you weren't ready to or.
Well, first of all, it's not even about coming out. I'm very private. It's being so intrusive and you're being so, like, direct and you know what I mean?
No, my niece did that to me. That's how I came out to my niece, is she kept asking me all these questions last summer. She kept asking me all of these questions until I had to tell her. Like, I was not ready to come out to my 10-year-old niece last year. I just wasn't. And
right.
She kept asking me all of these weird questions.
I set her up. Because if I didn't want to be out, I wouldn't have turned around and asked her for advice.
What was the advice? No.
I asked her about a place that someone wants to take me, and she turned around and was like, oh, I've been there, it's not that good, it's not really relaxing, and it's about some spa. So then she kept saying, well, does he, you know, that's very sweet that he wants to, you know, take you, and he this, and he that. Every time she said he, I was cringing, you know?
She's playing the pronoun game.
Huh?
She's playing the pronoun game.
Yeah, but it was, like, so natural for her to say, like, he.
Yeah, that's true. Probably was, right? Go ahead.
No, I think it was very natural. And I said, it's not a he. Oh, it's a she. Oh, so you're a lesbian? She, like, whispered it. And I said, yeah. Oh, okay. And then she says, that's how you know so-and-so so well. Like, another gay girl who I work with, she went to my pride party.
Right.
I recognized her name. I went home and I was like, why does that name sound familiar? And I go over the guest list and her name's on there.
Right.
But, you know, it's still, I'm out for 10 years and it's still an uncomfortable situation. So then I'm doing my work, I'm charting, and she, like, rolled over to me and she whispers and she's like, so, you don't date guys? So I said, no. Well, okay. And I said, we'll continue this conversation another time, you know, because everyone started coming in. But the way she, like, she rolled over like a secret agent, like, so.
Yeah, she wanted to know more.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what people don't understand, is that, you know, if you're not noticeably gay, you know, coming out is an ongoing process throughout your life. Mm-hmm. Because when you're butch, people don't ask you. They don't assume that you're with a guy. And you don't have, you know, you don't have to come out.
Right. It's true.
Or if you're even futch, you know, a lot of futches get away with it. Like, nobody, you know, hassles them about men. Are you married? Are you this? Do you have kids? Blah, blah. You know, nobody. A lot of futches get away with it. But your entire life, you have, you know, you start a new job or you go here, you go there. It's a lifelong thing coming out.
And then she was like, so you're a lesbian then? She's like, no guys? And I was like, no. I was like, not for, you know, 10 years. And then she was like, you're crazy. And she's like, why? Like, she didn't understand. I didn't really know how to respond to that. And I was like,
well, here's the thing, is just because
I was born like that, I used the stupid generic.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me interrupt you. When you come out to people at work, you don't have to have a conversation about your sexuality. That's not an open invitation for them to start asking you personal questions about your sex life and who in particular you're dating. That's very unprofessional. And I'm sure you have a very easygoing relationship with her and, you know, it's casual and that kind of thing. But, you know, you can say when you're not ready to talk about something. You can tell her, you know what, you know, I'm not ready to talk about that yet. You know, let's talk about that another time. You know? Coming out is not starting a conversation about the intimate details of your life and if you fuck men also. I mean, like, who would ask that's, questions like that? Yeah. That's so inappropriate.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And I think,
No, I'm sorry.
No, I think I didn't know how to handle her direct...
Her nosiness. Prying.
Nosiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, when you tell guys you're gay, like, automatically, that's they think that's, you know, an open door for them to start asking you personal, invasive, perverted, degenerate questions.
Well, I shut somebody down at work, too, and I said, they started asking, and I, before this, you know, oh, so you don't date you? I said, I'm sorry, I'm really just really private about that.
Well, that sounds like you're gay, because even if I was straight and you said that, I would be like, oh, she's a dyke. And she doesn't want anyone to know because she's a big old lesbo. There's probably another way to say that, right? When they start asking you. Because I know what happens at work is you get so chummy with people. And everybody's talking about their partners and this and that. And it's
My husband. It's like all about their husbands. I'm like, oh, my God.
Especially with nurses, right?
My kids, my husband, my nurse, my dad, my husband. That's like their life, you know? It's so weird. I'm not used to, I guess, seeing that kind of dynamic where everything is about their husband. So, I don't know. It's just...
God, I am. Everything that fucking husband. Whole fucking life.
Oh, God.
Jesus. They could have 100 kids, but the thing they're worried about is their husband. Their kid could be like me sticking their finger in the electric socket. And they're worried about their fucking husband if he has lunch. You know, like, oh, please. I don't understand. I don't understand women. But so, all right.
Be on fire. Yeah. Like, honey, did you eat dinner today?
Right. She could have thought that she put she could have put the kid in the refrigerator.
Oh, don't worry. You'll be fine.
But so I'm wondering, because, you know, a lot of the time, it depends what position you're in, because if you were a supervisor, you wouldn't have to deal so much with the staff, right? But so right now you just started, so whatever, you're in with the staff now, right? Pretty much?
Yes.
And what staff does is gossip all day. That's how they pass their day, right?
Yes.
That's how you pass your day, is by just...
Well, it's very busy, so it's more gossip about more like the doctors. I know what you mean. A lot of times it's just really fucking busy, but yes. On the downtime, it's not that it's gossip. It's like, okay, this is my life, you know?
Yeah, they want to socialize at work.
Yeah.
At a job like that, you have to be out. You have no choice.
You have to, because I'm in the nursery a lot. I like it, you know, I'm with the babies. Mm-hmm. And all we're doing is, like, feeding and changing. We're like wives, you know, feeding and changing. While you're feeding and changing babies, you talk.
Right.
It's the setup.
Could you imagine going through life lying? Having to lie to these people that you don't even respect their lifestyle? I don't want to be a bitch, but I mean, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a life that... if you thought that was a life that was worthy of anything, you would have... You know, well, I was just going to say you would have chosen it. So, and I don't even want to get into that because I don't know. Well, I'll tell you this, is if I wasn't gay, I would choose to be gay. How's that? Does that make any sense?
I know.
Because I am gay, but...
Me.
What?
I agree.
I'm gay, but I also think not being gay, that lifestyle, is not something I would ever choose for myself if I was straight. I would have a really hard time choosing that lifestyle, getting married, having kids, and all this other shit. That would be a really hard thing for me, even if I was straight.
Why?
Being a wife and a mother?
Yeah, like, what is it?
It just doesn't appeal to me. It doesn't even appeal to me with women. But, you know, to be, and then change your last name, or, and then what if you keep your last name and then you have kids? What are you going to give your kids two last names? And then when they, when they grow up, they're going to get married. What, are they going to have three last names? And then when they go, I mean, like, it just, it all doesn't make any sense to me. And that doesn't make any sense what I just said anyway, because gay people do it all the time. You figure stuff like that out. But I guess what I'm saying is that lifestyle. It just seems very, you know, oppressive. And no matter what, even if you're a strong woman, if you're in a relationship, a heterosexual relationship, and you're a wife and a mother, I don't know. I would probably live like a gypsy if I was straight.
I feel the same way. I just can't verbalize it.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time articulating it also.
It's very role-defined. Heterosexual marriage is very role-defined. I don't like role-defined. And neither are you. I like what is what is.
I wouldn't be so upset being in a role that was subservient if it was with a woman. I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't choose it. But it wouldn't bother me as much if I was with a woman. I haven't chosen it. Because clearly, I mean, it's obvious I don't like it, right? Otherwise, I would be in it. But I would prefer that. And it's not just
because you're gay.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's not just because I'm gay. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I would have a hard time. But then, you know, like, I like strong men because it's... Who doesn't want a strong man around? I miss that even now. As a lesbian. I miss it. You know?
As a strong man around, as what? As far as?
Just having a man around the house. That's a nice thing to have, you know? I don't know. Like, you know, on a very base level, that's the really base part of me talking. You know?
Right. I said that the other day to myself, because I had to hang all these pieces of art on my wall and switch around things and fix things. And
that sounds really terrible. Yeah. I think about that when it snows in the winter and then, you know, things have to be shoveled. And then I see the neighbor's husbands are all out shoveling, you know. But that's not the only reason why, is it?
I don't know. Then what's the other reason why? I just want to say I called in the neighbor.
Uh-huh.
He fixed everything 1, 2, 3.
Well, yeah, if you could just pay for it, you could pay for all of the husbandly duties. But to me, you know, having, I don't know, there's something about a man being protective. There's something to that. I understand why women gravitate towards men. Not that you are, because he could be a dope. Because my neighbor, she does all the work on the house, and he's an idiot. And then you could end up with a girlfriend who's a lesbian, and she's the most handy bitch around.
That's what I said. I said, I need to start dating butches. I cannot fix bulbs and lamps. I cannot carry...
And neither can a lot of butches, honey.
Huh?
Neither can a lot of butch women either, so...
Yeah, I know. And then I said, I cannot date butch.
And you know what everyone tells me who dates butches, and they're all going to get mad at me. But huh? That they say that you could always top a butch.
Yes. They're very... they like to lie on their back.
This, I can't even post this. This is so inflammatory.
Why? Well, like you say, we make sweeping generalizations.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess I would like to know if that's true. Is there a butch that doesn't like being on her back?
Call her, please.
Do they exist?
Call her. Listener.
Yeah, call into the voicemail and let us know. 1, 3... What's the number to the voicemail?
What's the number? And no hate mail.
What's the number to the voicemail?
I don't know.
347-989-2TLM, like the Lesbian Mafia. Call in and let us know if you're a butch who doesn't want to be on her back. We're starting fights. we're starting up some fights up in here. And then there's femmes that they have issues too. But then I was with a Futch for a long time, and she didn't even want me, not even a finger. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I can't be with a woman like that. I can't.
I've been pretty lucky. Just very versatile.
Mm-hmm.
This is off limits. I don't like this. I don't like that. The date's over.
Yeah, don't touch me here. Don't touch me there. You know, I have issues on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. But what are you going to do if they don't like penetration? Like, they let you do it, but...
Well, you take it anyway. That's what you do. You show a bitch. You say, you're gonna fucking like this. And that's what you do. You fucking hear me, you fucking bitch. And then you bang your head on the floor while you say it. Do you fucking hear me? I said, you're gonna like this. You. You're gonna like this, you bitch. You're not gonna ruin my life, you bitch, because I liked you. And now you're saying I can't even put a finger in here, you bitch. You're ruining my life. You've ruined my life, you bitch. That's what you do. And then you tell her that she's lucky you're not getting, you don't want anal. So you tell her that she's lucky. Do you know what a nightmare that is to get stuck with a woman that doesn't like certain things that you like to do in bed? Do you know what a nightmare that is? And I'm sorry. I was just talking about this with Lolly. I was saying, you know, enthusiastic lovers, that's really great. But you know what? There's one thing that does not improve. No matter, lovemaking can improve over time. Like if, right? If maybe the first couple of times you didn't gel, you know, it gets better. Right? As time goes on. But one thing that you cannot fix, that no matter how long you're in a relationship, you can be in a relationship for 5 years, 10 years with the bitch. If she can't kiss the first time, if you got, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Kissing does not improve. The way a person kisses is the way a person kisses. And that's it. You can learn to kiss better together.
I agree.
If you don't kiss together, right, for some reason, it never gets better. I don't know why.
Fucking take it.
And then you pull her by the top of her hair, on her head, and you shake her head while you say it.
And then everyone at work asks, what happened to your head? You have all these lumps.
All right, so then you came out to one, and she's a big mouth, so she'll tell everybody.
Well, it was my fault because I asked for an advice, so that's kind of like an invitation too. I don't know. Part of me doesn't mind, and a part of me does. So I guess I have to.
Yeah, you probably wanted to come out.
Yes.
And you just didn't know how.
Yeah. So I set it up.
Subconsciously.
Yeah. Well, intentionally too.
Half and half.
Yeah. It was.
And then you let her ask you questions. Oh, do you take two fingers or do you take three? I mean, you know, come on. I just told you I came out, bitch. Whoa. Like, they're so... I can't stand when people do that, when they get so intrusive. Come on. Don't be a degenerate. Look, if people want to know about lesbian sex, right, they can read about it or they can go watch, you know. Well, there's nothing that... There's not one fucking thing that really represents anything real, but they can get the gist, the basic idea, by Googling or something. You know, read a book.
I'll show them. You want to see? Ew.
Yeah, and then they get all curious. Oh, please, get out of my face.
Oh, I know.
Curious.
Well, if it gets around the whole hospital.
Maybe you'll get a date.
Maybe I'll get a date.
Yeah.
Good, too.
All right, well, good luck with that.
Oh, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, please do. Keep us all posted.
Two fingers or one.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Sometimes I buy children's cereal for myself, and I'm very embarrassed about that. But I know that you'll accept me, so this is why I'm confessing to you and purging in the hopes that maybe it will be taken from me, that urge to eat children's cereal. You don't care about this. So thank you for tuning in and listening and hanging out with us, and we'll be back at you fairly soon to talk again. And if you'd like to call in and leave a comment or a voicemail or a question, you can call 347-989-2TLM. You can send us email to info@thelesbianmafia.com. We're on Twitter. And I'd like to encourage you to follow us on Twitter, because sometimes I post audio content that is exclusively for Twitter followers. So you may miss some content if you're not following us on Twitter. But I will include a link in the show notes to some of the content that I have posted on the Twitter account. But I'd like to encourage you, follow us on Twitter, you know, because I'm very, the Twitter account is very active. So, in the interim, when there aren't any shows being posted, you can connect. All right, so I'm going to be off now. And this has been a joy, a pleasure, and a delight, as it always is. I just wish that I could do it more often. I really do. I'm also ashamed about that. I carry a lot of shame and burden. I'm a Catholic. I feel shame. Every time I don't do things that I would like to do or that I feel I should be doing, I feel a lot of shame. Shame. So, yeah. So, until then, take care of yourself. Be good to yourself. And don't feel as much shame as I feel over really stupid things, because it's self-defeating. It really is. Okay, goodbye.